Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to Anna's Talk. Welcome back. Myself, Anna Steinfest, and my co-host, Clinton Smith. We are back on the air. Good morning, Clinton. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. And we will be talking today on a very light topic, what is my life purpose? Because this morning when we've discussed what topic we should cover, we kind of agree that some of the smartest people we know continuously struggle to get ahead because they forget to address a few simple questions. What do I want to do with my life? What is my gift? What am I passionate about? What do I not suck at? What are your thoughts, Clinton?
Oh, my thoughts are, well, thank you, first of all. I am so happy to be back. I'm really, really happy that we started to do our show again. My thoughts are, what our gifts are or what we're passionate about is, that's exactly what we're talking or thinking about, is what can we do in order to be successful? What can we do in order to have, you know, take care of a business, you know, and be successful at the business?
Why should we care? Why should we care, Clinton, that, you know, we should focus on our gifts or what we're passionate about? What do you think we should care about? I mean, people will say, hey, you know what? If I work hard on something, I can make it. So why do you think we should care about that?
It's because you're successful. When you care, you're passionate about it, then you're successful. Caring equals passion equals success. That is the three things that you need in order to succeed, especially in the business world. And what I found out, you know, just being in business for these many years, is when you... And believe me, I tell you what, I have made mistakes, but I've also been successful also, where I've sat back and said, you know, I really, really want to find out, what am I passionate in? What do I need to be successful? What steps do I need to be successful? And I started from there, and that's what I did.
So you sat down pretty much, and you kind of asked some simple questions. Again, I'm repeating it, but just for our listeners, what am I passionate about, number one?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this question is the primary question, because when you discover what you're passionate about, this is pretty much your gift. Because we're passionate about something we're good at, we are happy to do, and our life and our day is kind of rolling different tune, rather than when we don't like something, we're not passionate about these things, we're doing it, but we're doing it just to get by.
Right. You are so correct.
And again, this is very basic, but people should ask, what do I want to do with my life? Once you determine that, you should know your goal and you should pursue your goal. You might have to change how you accomplish your goal. If something fails, like you mentioned before, you had some failures in your business life, but what did you do? You learned from your failures. You accepted them as a building blocks towards your success instead of you beating yourself up and stating, oh, you know, I cannot forgive myself for this. You have to forgive, even if you're a perfectionist. That's why a lot of people make mistakes, that even if you're a perfectionist, you have to make sure that if you make mistake, you forgive yourself, and you know that you will be perfectionist next time you have the opportunity.
That is correct. And I'm not pumping a book out that you and I both have given – was given to us by a very good friend of ours, is John C. Maxwell's Sometimes You Win, Sometimes You Learn, where it talks about life's greatest lessons and gain our gain from our losses. Sometimes you are not going to be able to win at everything. What did I learn mm-hmm. in the process of, you know, that loss or that failure? What did I learn? That's the biggest thing that, for me, that's what I did. I was like, okay, I did this wrong. What did I learn from it? Because, unfortunately, unless you're, you know, this person who rarely loses at anything, you're not going to win all the time. So what you got to do is go, okay, take a step back, look at what did I do in order to have that loss, and what can I do in order to make that a win?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. Thank you so much, Clinton, for giving your thoughts this morning. Any final words of wisdom you have for our listeners this morning?
My thoughts for today would be, if you do have something that you're passionate about in a business situation, go for it. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it, because you never know how successful you can be.
Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for listening us this morning. We will try making it every Saturday morning. So if you would like to be with us, please don't hesitate to email us some topics of interest at cannabistalk@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and make it a great weekend. Thank you, Clinton. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.